fooling me. You really were out in the country. No,
well, I have been out there. I've seen enough of it, you know.
You know.
I've never lived in the country. I have went down and spent two or three days or something like that.
You must just notice things more than anybody. I see how...
Well, I notice this quite a bit, Mary.
You really do? You are so good at this. I think you notice more than people usually notice. You know, sometimes when there'll be a sidewalk, and then there will be, like, the road, and between the sidewalk and the road, there'll be a strip of grass. Mm. Do you know a name for that strip of grass?
That would be something like a medium between the road and the sidewalk.
Okay. Now, this is about expressions that you might use. Now, if a person was walking along the street and a real mean dog jumped out at them, they might pick up a...
brick.
Okay.
A stone.
Or a stone, right. And then they'd pick up the stone, and then you'd say, I picked up that stone and I
threw it.
Now, if somebody came to visit you, you might tell them, well, just sit down and make yourself...
at home.
At home. Now, talking about putting milk in coffee, you'd say, the people that put milk in their coffee, you'd say they like their coffee...
with milk and sugar.
Right, right. And the people that don't put any milk in it, you'd say
they like it black.
Have you ever heard the older people say it any other way than black? Straight, have you ever heard
it? Yeah, straight. Straight coffee.
Now, if you went like into town and you might come home one day and tell Mr. Hall, guess who I ran
across?
If you had named, if you had given Phyllis the same name as your sister, you'd say Phyllis was named
after my sister.
Boy, you're sharp. I don't think you appreciate yourself. I don't think you realize how sharp you are. I mean, I'm not kidding you. If you wanted your dog to attack another dog or a person, or somebody did, and I don't believe you got sugar too, but if somebody else had a dog they wanted to do that, what would they say to it?
What would I say to the dog?
Yeah, what would they say?
Get him!
Yeah, huh? A dog that is a no particular breed of dog, a mixed breed, you'd call it
a cross breed.
How about do you ever heard people talk about a little bitty dog, call it a size dog?
Yeah, Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm. And they would call it Chihuahua, they would say that would be a type of
a small dog.
Mm-hmm. And they would sometimes call it feist.
Yeah, uh-huh. They do call some of them feist dogs.
Mm-hmm. If somebody had a real mean dog that they kept inside a fence, and somebody was trying to go in that fence, you'd say, now you better be careful or you get
attacked.
And if you're afraid that dog was going to bite them, you'd say, now you're going to get
bit.
Now, the kind of animal that people keep for milk would be a... the kind of animal that that people milk.
Oh, a cow? A cow. I misunderstood.
I didn't make that clear. What would they call a male cow?
A bull.
Now, do you ever remember, and you might remember.
He used to get after me. I remember a bull.
You can remember
that? Bill and them had one. Miss Bill.
And you remember this?
Yeah, that bull used to run us.
If a cow was going to have a little one, you'd say that cow is going to...
I have a calf.
What would you
A yearling.
Say?